Okay, so we're continuing our discussion of Inyanei Rosh Hashanah from the Sefer Paradeis Yosef. Different ideas that I've picked up in scanning through the pages. It's like an encyclopedia. It's an encyclopedia on the various Inyanei. First, let's discuss the Nusach. Okay, it's a simple Nusach. Zachreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim v'chosveinu b'sefer achayim l'mancha elokim chayim. He has a beautiful parish. He quotes a source. What's this elaborate expression, Zachrin L'chaim? He says as follows. There are two types of people in this world. There are people that take this world very seriously. They're here for a purpose, and they're here to serve Hashem, to learn, to daven, to work. Everything they do is L'shem Avodas HaBoreh. They get it. They get the picture of what they're here for, what their tafkid is, and they serve Hashem seriously. And then there are people that don't get it seriously. Okay, but yet they play a very important role in this world, because if not for them, the world doesn't exist. Okay, if you don't have people, even people who do not believe, people who are non-believers, if they're not participants in this world and productive and earning a living and doing things, then the people who are very serious about their Avodas Hashem would not be able to continue in their Avodas Hashem, because they don't have the resources that are necessary. That's what this bracha is, Zachreinu. It's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain both categories of people. Zachreinu l'chayim melech, remember us for life. If we fit in the category number one, meaning the category of people that do not really appreciate the purpose of life, but still, indirectly, we are serving you, Hashem, because by just living and being productive and contributing to society, there is automatically going to be people who serve Hashem, l'shem shemayim. They're going to benefit from us. A person, even if he doesn't take life very seriously, if he gives a few dollars of tzedakah, someone who gets that tzedakah is going to take that money and use it to make a bracha, to do something l'shem shemayim. So, zachreinu l'chayim, remember us for life, melech chofetz b'chayim. Hashem, you want to give life no matter what. Even if you get nothing in return, people do not reciprocate. Because just giving life, it's a trickle-down effect. And then we send halavai, we should merit to be in the higher category, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim l'mancha elokim chayim. The word l'mancha means for your sake. Let me be written, halavai I should merit to be part of the category of people who get life, in the category of people who live lemancha, a life that is 100% l'shem shamayim. So basically what we're doing over here was taking this nusach, we're dividing into two parts. There are two different parts in this nusach. There is the part of zachreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim, period. That's category number one. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants life to people even who do not appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you, what He put you in this world for. Still, Hashem gives them life because they're necessary. They're necessary. And halavai, we should merit to the higher madrega, v'chosveinu b'sefer hachayim, amongst those people, l'mancha, who serve you, Hashem, for your purpose. They take note of your creation and recognize that their function here is to serve Hashem, elokim chayim. Okay, so that's a very beautiful translation of the pasuk to understand the two different types of people in this world. It's us and them. Like Lubavitch, there are only two types of Jews. Lubavitch, you know that? Only two types of Jews. There are chassidim of the Rebbe, and there are those that are yet to be the chassidim of the Rebbe. That's how it is. Whether you like, if you don't believe in that, then you're not a Lubavitch. Okay, if you don't believe in that princely Dalababasha, so really in the Sefer, it's also the same exact thing. There are two different categories of people. There are people who get it, and people who yet to get it, who will one day get it. If unfortunately we're not in the category of those who get it, we're only in the category who are yet to get it, Hashem, you also want them to live. Zachreinu l'chayim, melech chofetz b'chayim. Halavai, we should be zeichet to the people who get it. V'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chayim l'mancha elokim chayim, which should be written in that book with the people who talk again, who know that we're living for l'mancha, for your purpose. Shaila, okay, next shaila. We know there's a halacha, there's a very basic halacha that if you do not have kavanah when you recite your first bracha from beginning to end, you're not yoytzeh. The first bracha of us, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Hamasein Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov V'chulu, all the way until Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. You must have kavana mila b'mila, every single word. If you do not have kavana mila b'mila, you're not yotzei the Shmona Esrei. You have to say the Shmona Esrei all over again. What do you do, Taka, if you don't have kavana during the first bracha? You're in a lot of trouble. So we b'zman hazeh, we are advised not to repeat the Shmona Esrei, even though we're not yotzei, because who says the next time around will be any better? Kavan, perish amilas, nothing deep. Rashana, same thing. First bracha, for avos, first bracha, there are no piyutim in avos. Hashem, they did us a favor. There's no piyutim in avos. But you have to have kavana, the perish amilas of the first bracha, otherwise you're not yoytze. If you don't have kavana, what do you do? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that you should do is you have kavana during modim. Some hold that if you have kavana, the perish hamilas of modim, that's good enough. You also yoytze. So you should have both. You should have the most important parts of Shmona Esrei to have kavana, the perish hamilas, is the first bracha and modim. L'chatchil, the first bracha, but if you don't have kavana, then you can salvage the best that you can by having kavana by modim. By the way, if you did not yet say Hashem's name, or even if you did say Hashem's name, and it's toich kedei dibur, there's a solution, and that is review in your mind the entire bracha. If you did not yet start the bracha of Atah Gibor, there's a solution. The solution is, I said, bracha Magen Avram. Oh no, what did I do? What did I do? I didn't have kavana, one word. This autopilot from beginning to end. What am I going to do now? Rav Chaim says, what you do is, just in your mind, it's not too late, review the entire bracha mila b'mila. In your mind, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. You can salvage the first bracha with just reviewing in the mind, provided that you did not yet start the next bracha. If you did not yet say Baruch Atah Hashem, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. You should go back to after you say the last time you said Hashem's name. You can go back to the last part where you said Hashem's name. You already said Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov, Kel. You go back to Hagadol. Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanayra. And what you should do is, before you start Gadol, you should think in your mind, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel. And now repeat, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanayra. Unless you already said Kel Elyon, then you can't repeat, right? You can't say Hashem's name again, but if you did not say Hashem's name, then you can repeat those words. Okay, here's the Shaila. That's the Halach. What happened? In Yom Neram, it's a little more difficult because we have over here, Zochreinu L'chaim. Before you conclude our Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avraham, what do we add? Zochreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim v'choseinu sefer chayim l'man chalukim chayim. Question. If Chazal told us, you're not yoytze the Shmona Esrei, you don't have kavana mila b'mila, does that mean that during the aseres he made teshuvah, you also must have kavana, the perish hamilos of Zochreinu? And if you do not have kavana, the perish hamilos of Zochreinu, lo yatsa. Is it that the fact that it's part of the first bracha? Chazal said the first bracha is critical. Critical. During the aseres yimei tshuva, Chazal augmented the first bracha by adding this expression. Does that expression also need kavana, perish of mila b'mila, or no? You can take a break. The regular bracha, you have kavana, perish amilas. But when you get to Zochreinu L'chayim, Melech Chofetz B'chayim, you can turn off. You can go on autopilot, and it's not necessary to have kavana, and you still yoytzei the Shmoyne Esrei. The nafkamina will be, do you have to be alert when it comes to modem? Nafkamina will be, do you have to do like Rav Chaim says, and repeat the entire thing in your mind before you go weiter?
If you don't say
Zochreinu, you yoytzei. But now that you already said it, maybe it's a requirement. It's a very good question. Rav Chaim, he asked this, the Paradis Yosef, the one Gamliel Rabinowitz, he sent a letter. A lot of the things during the Sefer is very, very geschmack, because that Sefer, the Paradis Yosef, Achodosh, he sent, there must be at least 100 letters, at least, maybe even more. Every so often, in a lot of sugyas, I send a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he always answers, you know, he always answers quickly, and he answered this question, he said, Yoyitza, this is Mistavra. Mistavra Yoyitza. If you don't have Kavana, it doesn't matter. The only thing Chazal had in mind is the normal, the template, the main bracha. The supplement does not have the same stringency. Like you said, if you don't even say the yoytzei, so if you don't have kavana, you also yoytze, but of course, l'chatchil, of course, yishav kavana, when you say these words, you're dealing over here with chayim, with life, yishav kavana. Okay, I saw a very nice thing, which I like, I don't know if I like, but with the last full melech, oizer, umayshia, umogain. There are so many interpretations, what do those words mean? Melech, what's the difference between oizer, umayshia, umogain, melech? Okay, not for now, just but when we relate it to the aseres, yimei teshuva. He cites a beautiful perush. Melech refers to Rosh Hashanah. That's what we do. Malchios, blow the shofar, or Mamlech Hashem. Oizer refers to the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Hashem helps us during this time. Umayshiah, Hashem saves us. He saves us. He takes us out of our troubles. That's on Yom Kippur. Umogain is Hoshana Rabbah. So these four words, they're teaching the essence of the day. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. The essence of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva is to seek out Hashem's help. The essence of Yom Kippurim is salvation. And the essence of Hashanah Rabbah is Umogain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shelter us, should protect us. Hashem should be for us a mogain against all of the distractions in life which try to take us in the wrong way. Next halacha. We say at night on Rosh Hashanah at night, Ledavid, we say Ledavid Mizmar. Mizmar Chof Dalet in Tehillim. It's said with a lot of kavana, especially in yeshiva. They say the pasuk, pasuk by pasuk, very slowly in all of the shuls. After you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, they say Mizmar Chof Dalet, Ledavid Mizmar. Why do we recite that Mizmar? Mizmar Chof Dalet, on the night of Rosh Hashanah. So I don't know, it's a lot of Kabbalah, which I don't really can't grasp, but this basic gist is, it is a, I don't like to use this word, is not in my vocabulary, but I'll use it anyway, it's a segula for Parnassa. Okay, that's what it says in all the books. Everywhere you turn, it says it's a segula for Parnassa. Rabbi Yisai, Parnassa is Parnassa, no Parnassa in Kemach in Torah. That's life. Amcha Yisrael Merubim. We all know it. Money is the root of all evil. Money, okay, there's nothing like money. I read yesterday that 80% of every dollar bill in this country has residue of cocaine. Can you believe that? Is that true? 80% of all bills in the United States you put under a microscope, you can find the residue of cocaine, because the whole country, they're always sick in drugs and they're using money. I don't know if it's true. I don't think it's so true. Whatever. Money is money, Rabbi, so let's not make light of it. Let's not make light of Parnas. Amcha Yisrael Shichan Parnas. L'David Mizmar, it says in the big books, I don't know why, we don't know why, it says it is a segula for Parnasa. Don't take it lightly. Don't they like to say it mila b'mila with a lot of kavana? Now, one thing I found very fascinating is the Minig Yisrael, that when you say l'David Mizmar, you open the Aron Kodesh. You mechabit someone, and is it the first kibbutz? Is that the first kibbutz in Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
To give it, yeah. Wow, pretty good, huh? First kibbutz. So here in the Pardes Yosef, he scratches his head, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz, he says, I've searched high and low from one end of the world to the other world, I cannot find any mekar for the minig to open the Aron HaKodesh. All the sources indeed say, Yishataka say, L'davim Mizmar. It's a big ain't, L'davim Mizmar. But you show me, you do a Google search, you go to an Oitza Chachma search to find the Makar that you're supposed to open the Aron HaKodesh when you say L'David Mizmar. You're not going to find it. So why then is the Minig Yisrael? There are a lot of mysteries. Hanach Lohem L'Yisrael in Eidim Levim, B'nei Levim. There are certain Minhagim which are really mysterious. Where do they come from? Everything people like to trace. Show me the source. I can't show you the source because there is no source. Where does it come from? Doesn't hurt. Okay, it doesn't hurt. But maybe it does hurt. When you don't have to do something, what are you looking for trouble? Okay, well, I always have these memories of Rosh Hashanah and the young Israel where they forgot to open up the Aron Kodesh. And it came with David Mizmar. I remember this so clearly. I remember this a few times. I don't have this every single year. With David Mizmar, and they set up a guy opening the Aron Kodesh. Doesn't go. It's locked. It's locked. Oh, who has the key? Oh, I forgot to open. Oh, they have to go. It takes 5 minutes. You know how many times that happened? Happened so many times. They forget to open the Urn Kodesh for the Dovin Mizmar and Rosh Hashanah night. What are we doing? There's no leaning tonight. There's no Vimah. Rosh Hashanah night. Yom Kippur, of course. Rosh Hashanah night. No, Ludovin Mizma, you open up the Urn Kodesh. You got to get the Urn Kodesh ready. So, Taka, where's the Makar over the Urn Kodesh? There is none. For whatever reason, this is the Minag Yisrael. Next.
Why do we say this Mizmar Yom Rishon?
What?
Why do we say this?
This Mizmar, I said, we say Parnasa. Parnasa, it's Mizmar Chof Ches.
On Sunday?
On Sunday? No, it's a different Mizmar. Yeah, you're right. You're right, it's Sunday. It's Sunday, you're right. Why Sunday? I don't know. Why Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. Zehu, fine. Sunday, the beginning of the week, the beginning of the year. All right, whatever it is. Next topic. The next topic is the beautiful Minhag Yisrael, not take it lightly, is to give brachas. I know people, there's all different opinions. People today, there's an obsession, like never before, of getting brachas. People, they run to Eretz Yisrael, they go for brachas, to go to this rabbi, that rabbi, this rosh shiva, this girl, that girl, they go for brachas. In fact, there was a big who was, I think they say Rav Chaim, I think I read Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I read this, maybe wrong, he doesn't hold from this whole thing. He holds this whole thing of getting brachas, it's hocus pocus.
Ooh, he gives them.
Okay, what?
He gives them.
So they asked him, so why do you give him? He says, you satisfy your customers. What? What?
Did you say your brother took you?
Yeah, I went, last time I went to Eretz Yisrael, so someone, I told you how unpleasant the experience was. It was a business, it was really horrible. It was really horrible, the whole thing going in there, and what happened inside, it was really horrible. I wasn't going to go, but the person, when he told me, I'm giving you a gift, I have this fellow there, when I go, he takes you. So I said to him, I'm not going. Then I said, wait a minute, Al timne toiva mi balav. If I have an opportunity, and I know my brothers, they go for this. They go, they like this stuff. So I don't like this stuff. I would, but if I have an opportunity, I'll timne toiv mi balav. You want to go? Look, I got an opportunity. So one brother says, no, he has to go to work. He can't, he doesn't have time. He didn't go. And the other one says, yeah, I'm going. So we went. I tagged along. I stood in the back. I was petrified. And my brother did all the talking. He asked him a very complicated shaila. And he answered the shaila. And then he asked him, I'm not going to tell you what he asked him for. And I was there in the room and I was listening. I'm not going to tell you what happened. Okay,
make you curious.
Okay,
said, no. Did they grow a beard?
What? Before we walked in the room, the guy said, "Take off your watch." What else did he tell us? Take off your watch. No. What else did he say?
Security check.
What else say? And there are people sitting around him. The people sitting around there, when they're all texting. They're like three people sitting around him, all texting. I don't know what they're there. This whole thing is crazy. It's terrible. They write everything he says. They listen. They write. He has some shaila, so they listen the shaila and they write down the shaila and his answer. They can make a safer out of it, right? It's a whole business. It's a whole thing. Listen, I don't know. I mean, if I would really want to speak to him, I want to talk to you privately. I don't want these guys here. I have some serious things to talk to you about. I'm private. He doesn't have time for this. He doesn't have time. They drive him crazy. Question is there an inyan? Today there's an obsession. People are going there so from gadol to gadol for brachas. So if Chaim Kanievsky, this whole thing is totally overblown. People come to him, they want a bracha, so what is he going to say to them? No, it's a waste of time.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. So what do you say back? What do you say? You say boo, and you answer back.
He says boo-hoo,
bracha v'hatzlacha, and you say uha, amen v'amen. You answer back. Amen is aleph v'a. You answer back. What? Oyvei. He says boo-hoo and yeah, whatever, fine. It became a spiel. However, Rabbi Yisai, it may be, now there are different people. There are some people that like this, some do not like this. This you can define today, is it having any meaning? Someone gives you a bracha, they say nice things, they really mean it, they're really trying to bless themselves, because they want you to say, Rabbi Yisai, please, they want you to say v'chein lamar. You give someone a very elaborate bracha, because they really kavin kavan to bless themselves. So they want you here to say v'chein lamar. I once told this someone, he wanted to kill me. He said, the guy gave me a very loud bracha, and I knew he was only giving me the bracha because he's really blessing himself. When someone gives you a bracha, it's derecheres to say, and the same to you. The chain lamar. The chain lamar. Lamar. He always tells me. Calling Lamar, not Lamar. Right? Zechain Lamar. Zechain Lamar. You told me this. Okay, but it means the same to you. The same to you. Or it means Hamavarich Misparich. The one that gives the blessing, he should be blessed. It's Derech Eretz to respond. That's how you should respond. So some people take that part too seriously. And they basically believe that when giving someone a bracha, they're really giving themselves a bracha because they're expecting Gamatem, right? So I was once very nasty. Not once, but always nasty. And I said to the guy, I don't want your brachas because I know you're only giving it to yourself. So such brachas, where the kavana is, I just give you a bracha, only go to yourself, doesn't mean, oh, did he get mad at me? Ooh, okay. Again, in any event, so there's a whole debate about brachas, not brachas. You go read about it, some gedolim, it's overblown, it's totally overblown. However, whatever you're going to say about 364 days of the year, there's one day of the year where the minag Yisrael is to take brachas very, very seriously. And that is the night of Rosh Hashanah. That's a big deal. That's Minag Yisrael. You wish a person, L'shana Toiva, Tikos Sev, V'Secha Sev. And some add, L'Alto, L'Chaim Tavmo, L'Sholam. And some add even further, B'Sifroi, B'Sifra, and Shalom Tzadikim Gemurim. There are many Minhagim. He goes chapters and chapters on this. All the Minhagim, what to say, the Gematrius and this, all over my head. Whatever it is, you give a bracha, you say what it says in the Siddur, you say to your children, the girls, Yisinech, whatever you do, brachas. But you have to recognize that the night of Rosh Hashanah, it is a given in the entire Klal Yisrael. Bracha is a very serious thing, the night of Rosh Hashanah, and even from the simplest person, Al tihi birchas hedyot kala b'einecha. So it's not something to take lightly just to run out of shul. Some people, they have a long davening in shul, their wives are waiting for them, it's late. Not so fast. Don't take the brachas, don't take what Chazal have given us, the minhag Yisrael, so lightly. Get a bracha from the guy who sits next to you, the guy across over here. You don't know. It's a minag Yisrael the whole year round. I'm on your side. I'm not into brachas. Doesn't resonate with me, this whole thing. All right, and machasho, maybe it is. It's a good thing. You don't know. Who am I to say? But we don't have a makar. Rav Chaim says it's overblown today. The whole thing of brachas is overblown the whole year round. But the night of Rosh Hashanah, you got to be careful. Don't take it lightly. That's what he brings over here. It's a serious matter to take seriously. A child gives you a bracha, he breaks his teeth. Some of these kids, right? They don't know. They say lashon. You know, don't take it. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Listen to the kid. Listen to him. You give it to your children all the time.
No,
by the Suda Mavsekes. The Suda Mavsekes. Okay, even the Sidurim, they're different. The Schoi, even Rosh Hashanah and I, some of them are very elaborate. The night of Rosh Hashanah is very elaborate. Okay, next topic. Let's discuss the Shechiyan on the second night. I'm jumping around.
Question,
oh, really? Well, yeah.
People have a minik sometimes. Minik overblown, underblown. People say to each other, have a nice day. So one mechitza says, don't tell me what kind of day to have. It's a bracha.
Right, that's right, that's right. That's right. The meaning is also you give back more than what you got. If the person wishes you a good tug, you say a good vach. You say a good vach, a good yar. A good yar. There's a famous mitzvah of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach where it was a Rosh Hashanah like this year, and he said to the person, he said to him, a good vach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said a good yar. And then he realized that his bracha was less than what he got. The bracha was a good week. Have a good vach, a good week. That's Sunday through Shabbos. And he said back, have a good year, a good year. But the year, as you say, because you're always giving back more. But when it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, so how many days left to the year? Only 3 days left to the year. So he was very disturbed. It bothered him to no end. And he made his children, the story is, to go to extreme measures. They had to go pull out all the video. Like today, they had to go pull out all the video cameras to see exactly what time, where, place to go track him down, like an FBI investigation. That's what it says in the books. To track down the person that wished him a good vach, and he wished back the good yar, it really bothered him. And he finally found who the person was. And he went and he wished him whatever he wished him. But it's a very interesting idea. You give back more than what you get. Okay? And Rosh Hashanah night is a very serious matter. Let's look, we're running out of time, another quick idea. Let's talk about the second night of Rosh Hashanah, Shechianu. Rabbi says, second night of Rosh Hashanah, we have a fruit. A special fruit, a new fruit, a fruit that you have not eaten the entire year, or at least not in this season. Question, what exactly, how new it must be, at least in that season, whatever it is. And you have it on the table, so when you make the Shechianu and Kiddush, it should be chal also on that new fruit. Why? Because the Shaila, can you make a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Why is it a Shaila, the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Because Yom HaRichta. Because Mikra Adin, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one long day. It's one long day. You can't make a Shechianu on the second day. So it's a sub. So halacha l'maaseh attack. What does it say in the Mechaber? The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a Shechianu on Kiddush the second day. You don't. Mechaber says you don't do it. Ramah says you do it. Oh, but it's a problem. In order to take away the problem, so you have on the table a new fruit. So just in case it was a bracha levatolos, so then the Shechianu was chal on the new fruit. And fine. Now, some of the minhag, it's very interesting. The one who makes Kiddush has no choice. He makes a Shechianu, he makes Kiddush, and then he makes Kiddush, and after he makes Kiddush, he then eats, he makes a borei priho, eats, and he eats, and then he eats the fruit, or eats the fruit during the meal. Different minhag, there are different minhagim when to eat the fruit, different minhagim, but when you make the eat the fruit, you're not making a Shechianu, because the Shechianu made by Kiddush was chal upon the fruit. What about the family? Okay, you have a family, Kanaan Hara, of 10 people. The Rosh Habayis makes Kiddush, he says Shechianu. He's not making another Shechianu. What about the other 9 people? When they eat the new fruit, do they make a Shechianu? Mitzad Echa, they were Yaitu with the Shechianu of the Rosh Habayis. So the common meaning is no. The common meaning is the Shechianu that was made by the Rosh Habayis is chal for the people in the family. They just partake of the fruit. Some eat the fruit immediately before you make it. Should be hefsek before you wash. You make a bari pur eitz. They pass around the pieces. Everyone eats the little piece of fruit. Everyone makes a bari pur eitz. Some do it in the suda. You do it during the suda. It's also, it's not a darab machmas suda. It's a delicacy. In Mela, you make also a bari pur eitz. So I don't know. Maybe some don't make a bari, but pashas you make a bari pur eitz. Now, some hold not, because let me ask you a question. Let's say today, I take you today, right now after Shuzov, I take you to Blue Ribbon, and I show you, an exotic fruit. Here, I'm borrowing you a gift, an exotic fruit. An exotic fruit. What bracha? What's the Seder HaBracha? What do you do? I give you right now a new fruit. What do you do? You first make the Bari Priya Eitz, and then you make the Shechianu, and then you bite. And then you bite into the fruit. So the order is first the fruit, Shechianu, and then you bite. So here it's the wrong order. They made it, the Rosh Habayis made a Shechianu. He made a Shechianu, right? He made a Shechianu. And then he makes Kiddush, part of the Kiddush. Then they drink the wine. And then they're passing around, then they're making the Bar Pur Eitz.
But you made the Bar Pur Eitz, part of the Kiddush,
you made a Shechianu. The Shechianu you made is going to go on the fruit. Now when you eat the fruit, besides the hefsek of the Bar Pur Hagafen and the drink of the wine, besides all that, but when you're going to eat the fruit, you're going to make the Borei Pri Ho'etz, and you're going to be Samech on the Shechianu that was made before. So the brachas are really out of order. So for the Rosh Habayis, he has no choice. But the people in the Su'udah, they have a choice. What's their choice? They can have Kavana. It's a Lomdisha Kavana. And he says, the Kavana is, I'm only having Kavana with Shemei HaKa'im, there's no harm done, Shemei HaKa'im, I'm having Kavana to be Yoytze with the Shechianu on the Yoyim. But I'm not the one that's being Moitzi Shem Shem Levatollah. Because I'm just answering, Amen. You're the one who's making the bracha. It's your problem. You got the problem. So when you make the Shechianu on the Yoyim, Kiddush HaYoyim, you got a problem. Not me, you got the problem. I can answer, Amen. It's your problem. So you will salvage your problem by eating from the new fruit. But I don't have that problem. I can answer, I'm into your soul, but when I eat the fruit, I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to make on the fruit, I'm going to make, okay. I don't even have to eat the fruit. Because you solve the problem. So the minute is to make everyone to have a Shechianu, whatever it is, I'll make Bari Pur Eitz first, then the Shechianu, so you could have a special Kavana. Unbelievable. Some do this. I'm not aware of this. I never heard of this, but he says this is what some people do. If you're part of the audience, part of the family, you have Kavana not to be yoytze with the shechianu on the fruit. I'm only having kavan to be yoytze with the shechianu on the yoim, not on the fruit. And that way, when I eat the fruit, there's no hefsek. I make a bari po eitz, I make a shechianu, and then everything is fine and good. I got two shechianu. The shechianu on the yoim, I heard from the Rosh Habayis, who make kiddush, and the shechianu on the fruit, I did myself. There is such a minik, it's very interesting. What? You don't make shechianu when you say ma'arif. There's no shechianu. So what? That's the only, there's a kiddush ala kais. There's no shechianu when you don't ma'arif. There's tefillah, and then there is kiddush ala kais. Two separate things. Okay, quickly, one more thing. I want to finish up one more time. Okay, now, here's a very important halach. There's really no answer to this question. This is a question which would drive the poskim, that drives them out of their mind to no end. How come when it comes to shofar the next day, it's day two of Rosh Hashanah, it comes to blowing the shofar, do you make a shachinu again? I'm blowing the shofar? You certainly do. And then you make all the announcements. Everyone should be quiet, no talking. Don't even answer Baruch Hu Ruach Shemo. Have command to be yoytzei v'chulu v'chulu. And don't forget to pay your bills. Don't forget to pay your bills and your taxes. Be a good person. And then what do you do next? And then have kavana. You make two brachas all over again. L'shmoya kol shofar shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman. Wait a minute. We made the shechianu yesterday. But now it's shofar. But we made the shechianu yesterday. So you have 2 days. But wait a minute, when we said Kiddush, we made a double Shechianu. It was such a nightmare. Everywhere I have a new fruit. We had a new fruit in order that it should be Brachal Batala. How come we don't have a new fruit for the shofar? Obviously, you can't have a new fruit, but why don't I have a new garment? What? No, you don't make a bracha on a shofar. Why don't you make a new bracha on a new shofar? I don't know. Let's put that aside for now. But why? Why tzar bali chayim? You kill the animal. You kill the animal. Leather, okay, maybe. You have to kill the animal, right? So what about? You don't have to kill the animal. You don't have to kill it. You don't have to hurt it. You don't have to kill it. You're not killing it. You just take it off a live animal. It hurts. So a lot of things hurt. There are a lot of things in life that hurt. So what? The whole life is pain. The whole life is full of pain. All right, time. So what is the answer? So here's the dilemma, which no one has a solution for. So why don't we try to rectify? Why don't we try to do something to rectify the bracha of the shachianu and shofar? So indeed,
the Rosh told me he wears a new suit.
Very good.
He wears
a new suit. Okay, that's an expensive thing. Fine. So there are some opinions that hold that ideally, at least the one, the Baal Tokiah should be wearing a new suit. He should be wearing a new garment. A new garment that's choshuv. The mele, the bracha that he makes, is chal upon the garment as well. Now the thing is, but that's a naya minuk. That's not brought down. This minuk of a new fruit, goes back from time immemorial. A new suit is not brought down. It's a new thing that you'll find in some modern svarim. You wear a new suit, you take away the shah because of the very big problem. Chazal never. Why did Chazal say? Because you can't force people to spend their life savings to buy a new suit. A new fruit in the earlier times of Chazal was no big deal. It wasn't a big deal to buy a new fruit for the night. But Chazal did not go and require the Baal Tokeah or the people in the shul to buy. Or in the time of Chazal, it appears, it wasn't just the Baal Tokeah. People blew shofar privately. It wasn't like it is today. It was much smaller shuls. Chazal, we're not in the business of putting everyone in bankruptcy. Right. To buy a new suit is taking out a second mortgage.
Okay,
so Chazal did not. So you're not buying a new suit. So what are you doing then? Nothing. There's nothing to do. So what could you do? So you have to with samech. Then it's 2 days. It's a yom arich, but it's still 2 days. It's very interesting. But I just want to make the point is that it's not. It comes down. I'm going to give you one example. It's relevant. Very quickly. I want to give you an example to show. Give you an answer.
Wait.
I'm going to give you an answer. A very simple halacha. If you forget to say Yal of Yavo and Birchas Hamazon and Rosh Hashanah, do you repeat the Birchas Hamazon? Question. Yal of Yavo and Rosh Hashanah. You forgot to say Yal of Yavo. Do you repeat the Birchas Hamazon? So the halacha is. It's a very complicated question. There are different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says yes. Even by day, let's make the question better. It's a suffix. I don't know. Okay, that's a good. It's a suffix. At night, the answer is yes. You mechuyev to say Yalev Yavo in the Birchas Hamazon of the night Suda. If you forget to say Yalev Yavo by the day Suda, or you have a suffix, you don't repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Why not? The day is a Yom Hadin. Once the sun rises, it's a Yom Hadin. On the Yom Hadin, you should really be fasting. there's really no chiyuv to eat a su'uda Rosh Hashanah by day. We do it. It's a nice thing. You're not supposed to fast, but me'ikar hadin, on a yom hadin, you don't eat. If you don't have to eat, you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash, you don't have to bench. So if you forget yalav yavo, you don't have to repeat it. It's like shalosh shuris. You don't have to eat shalosh shuris. So if you eat, you forget to say yalav yavo, you would say, you don't have to repeat the benching. At night, it's not yet the yom hadin. It's pure yomtif. It's a yomtif at night. Nemelo, you have a suud at night. You must eat a suud at night, but you don't have to eat a suud by day. Even though you do, you should eat a suud by day. But at night, you have to repeat the birchas hamazon at night. So what do you see? You see that the night, it's different. The night, it's yomtif. Yomtif now is the second night of yomtif. Yomtif is the din of yomtif at night is a yoima arichta. It's one long continuous yomtif. It's yomtif. It's a whole different yomtif. You got a problem? Can you make a shachianu twice? A new fruit day. It's a whole different world. You're entering into a different zone. A whole different zone when you come to day. It's din. And indeed, the poskim can say the din on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, is an entirely different din than the second day, Rosh Hashanah. Rachel, Leah, the Umar Sa'olam, Klal Yisrael, Dina Kosha, Dina Rafia. The terminology in Chazal makes it very, very clear. There are Tzvei Dinim. It's a briska holiday. It's a briska holiday, Rosh Hashanah. They are Tzvei Dinim, two Dinim. There's a din the first day, and there's a din the second day. You're judged Ruchnius, Gashnius, Klal Yisrael, Umos HaOlam. There are people that are in the category of Rachel, people in the category of Leah, whatever that means. Dine Koshia, Dine Rafia. There are two Dinim. Two Dinim is two separate days. The Melel is no harm. You don't need to do anything. You make a Shechianu on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, when you blow Shofar. And you make a Shechianu on the second day when you blow Rosh Hashanah. Because it's two separate Dinim. But at night, it's Yom Tif. There's no chilek between the Yom Tif of the first night and the Yom Tif the second night. How can you make a double Shechianu? You got a problem. You need to attack a new fruit. Okay, so therefore, this is a mahal to fataych the difference between why we go out of our mind to solve the problem at night, and no one says boo when it comes to solving the problem by day.
What? Women should say Shechianu.
When they light candles the second night?
Also think about it.
No, so that's a whole shiloh. So they taka, then they rely upon the new fruit. That's the new fruit. Okay, we're out of time. We'll do things tomorrow.